Priya, lately I have been in one of those strange and a little bewildering and full of questions period in my life that we might recognize, all of us now. And sometimes you wonder, you know, why, what's going on here? Am I supposed to change my life somehow? How about those goals that I've been struggling towards for the past, you know, whatever time? What am I actually supposed to do the rest of my life, and this coming year, or today? And then I realized that what's significant for me now is that I'm growing old. And it may sound silly, but for those of you who are not old, there's a funny thing that at least happened to me, and I think that it happens to maybe at least men, probably women too, but I don't know, that, you know, time goes, the years go by, and you are growing up, and then, yeah, they continue going, those years, and there you are, and you're now called a pensioner or retired, something happens there, you're not working anymore, and they don't want you to work anymore, whatever, And yes, you know, of course, I'm aging. But at the same time, you feel forever young. You just feel young, and a couple of years ago, 3, 4, 5, maybe back to 5 years ago, basically up till I was 70, which was just half a year ago or something, I hadn't yet really caught on to the fact that I'm aging. Somewhere there inside, I was still that young guy, you know, like. And I used to sometimes talk about them. Friends of mine said the same thing, actually, that, yeah, I go around and I feel like I'm 25 or something. Maybe 30. But, you know, that in there, that's who you are. But then you realize that, I'm sitting inside this body which is now 70 years old, and I'm aging. I'm an old person now, and rather few years ahead, I will lie there on the bed and it's time to go. So better be prepared for that, first of all. And I'm grateful to the teachings, the guidance, and the knowledge that I have had the fortune to live with and live in and try to follow best I could through my life since my early 20s. And I can just say that to you youngsters out there, that, you know, this, when I was 20 or 18 or whatever, late teens and early 20s, I of course looked at the old people and thought they are so boring, they don't understand anything. And it was much like that in Sweden. That older generation, they were not very educated, often, at least in my family. Nice people though, responsible, hardworking. So you learn different things from different people. But we experienced it that way, we youngsters, that, you know, they don't look at the world, the Vietnam War and this and that and the capitalism and the socialism and what's the best and how are we going to solve this and the hunger over in those countries and colonialism that we were hardly even told about what it actually is. Global slavery. And then, you know, these life questions, existential questions. What's the meaning of life? Who am I? What am I to do here? You know, just don't just live your life on rails. We're supposed to do something nice here, something unique, every one of us, you know, live out our full life. We were like that in the late 60s and 70s, early 70s at least. Well, 70s, I would say. So why am I saying that? Because now I'm sitting here, this old 70-year-old grandfather type, who is actually not a grandfather, but a father of two boys who are 20 now. The age that I almost feel myself to be within. And I'm just saying this, that yeah, I never liked religion and all those things, you know, and science, what we call it, which I was most interested in, it became like a religion as well. Sciences, they call it even. But I can tell you, just testify with my own life, that this, what I found back then when I was 20, 22, it holds. And that knowledge that I found then, you know, first I started reading books about more Buddhist thinking and lifestyle, more or less. Basically, and then the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's the way it went. And I can just say that, yes, of course, we kind of made it a little bit into a cult or something. Fanatics, I mean, what can you expect of young Westerners who just stumble into something so foreign in a way, and trying to figure out what and how and what's going on here and how shall I relate to this and live my life with this knowledge. So that was quite an adventure, which I think that we all this should share each and every one of us, because it's there are many interesting stories there. So, hey, you oldies out there, write your diaries like this. I'm just speaking into my mobile here and transcribing it with some AI to text, which then I don't know what to do with. But I'm starting to sense that, yes, there is quite some life experience in some of us. And yeah, that's what I want to just share here today, that this knowledge that, you know, it's old wisdom, for God's sake, respected, followed by the smartest people that have ever lived on this planet, taught by them, written by them, lived by them, and millions and billions of people through the ages having benefited from that knowledge and lived like that and showed by example that, hey, we can live happily here on Earth as well. And of course we know we can. We just need to follow the Dharma, as we say, the way things work, the way nature works. We just need to get back a bit to reality, understand more about who we are and what is this world. And it's not rocket science. I mean, some of my God brothers, God sisters, you know, we are simple people. Some are, you know, I have friends who are professors, and I have friends who are washing pots in a restaurant. I mean, it doesn't matter really, and we are all friends. And that's, I mean, I would say life among devotees. But I mean, of course, birds of the same feather flock together, but we can still, you know, have respect for each other. So I would say, looking at the world today, you know, it's I don't know if it just looks like that because of these fantastic media we have today, where you can pump out any message you want and make it sound like it's for real, and more it's not. So, which is good in a way, because it gets so obvious that sometimes it is not. So we have to learn to think for ourselves. And yeah, I mean, that's something I could have said when I was 20. We often said, young Swedish people back in the 70s, often politically engaged, and you know, hey, you need to wake up, look at what's going on in the world, don't just sit there watching TV and that kind of thing. And so I think those words would be good to hear a little bit more nowadays as well. So we oldies are shouting at you, hey, take your eyes from those screens, or make sure you use those screens to actually educate yourselves and understand yourself and life and how to make this world, you know, okay again. And they couldn't, the youngsters, you can say they're out there, that, but it's you oldies who destroy the world. So, yeah, we're saying it in all humility. And I think it's about time that we oldies, we pull our weight here also in fixing it up. But the thing is that, and that's what I really wanted to say also, that to fix this world, we just need to fix ourselves, each and every one of us, not killing the other one that we don't like, or forcing them to be like the way we are, or to be our servants, or to establish ourselves as this big, strong, tough ones that you should just follow. You know, all these kind of things. Or let's see who can make most money, buy most things and get most pretty girls and all that, or boys. It's ignorant. It's really just a sign, an effect of ignorance, that, and it doesn't make you happy, that kind of life. You look in the Bhagavad Gita's life in mode of rajaguna and tamoguna, passion and ignorance. The meaning of life is to satisfy my sense desires, gather pleasures for those senses as much as possible. And for that, I need money. You see, I mean, that going down, that it's a drain that you're gradually going down into. Down to hell. I mean, in a way, I mean, many of us, we have been in hell, even in this life, you know. If you have, then you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it doesn't mean that you are cast down into some physical abyss, but that, oops, no, that's not fun anymore. What happened to my life? I mean, but these things are not just random chance, bad luck events. It all comes from and depends on what's here in my heart, in my mind, my frame of mind, my kind of mind. You know, if my mind, if me, my way of thinking, my way of desiring, my way of looking at the world is in those modes of raja and tama, passion and ignorance, greed and ignorance, it tends to go down into madness, and just things start looking really crazy, and there are weird drugs and people intoxicated and bewildered maybe angry and fighting. I mean, it's like, you know, you read in the old classics of the virtues and the vices and heaven and hell. You have heaven and hell on earth as well. That's what we learn from these old scriptures of wisdom, like in the Bhagavad Gita. I'm in this. I was never really like into India so much out of some kind of fascination for culture. But when I found that knowledge there, oops, that's their treasure. So I really recommend you to study that, learn that, not just in some theoretical, academic, philosophical way, but it's here, this knowledge, that for us to use in our daily life and to look and see the reality through. Not just, again, as some kind of philosophical, theoretical, absolute truth out there, but reality that we live in. It makes a difference between heaven and hell. I mean, seriously. So that's an advice from an old man who finally realizes that, yes. But actually, I can tell you another thing that, which is such a treasure, that's what I use that word. I mean, it's not just poetically. In this knowledge, this wisdom that you can use in your own life, is that at least, knock on wood, as old people say, as long as I can keep my health. And I know it sounds old people, right? As long as I can stay healthy and it doesn't hurt anywhere, then life is nice. And what I mean with that is that this is, of course, a struggle that approaches more and more. I mean, being in a body that gradually just withers away. But that's also part of reality. And I see old people, especially in China, India. I would say that this is really where you notice a difference between the East and the West, to use those terms. But I shouldn't generalize, I know, yes. But what I mean is eating properly, sleeping properly, exercising properly, you know, all these things, keeping cleanliness there. And these are not just for being a good person. It's because it keeps us healthy. And when you're healthy, then you feel good. Then you can relax, then you can enjoy life. So health is a kind of prerequisite, I would say, for enjoying life here and for, you know, basically doing anything. I mean, if you get sick, then what? Phew. Been there, done that. I mean, you are just useless sometimes and feel that too. So that's actually where it started for me, you know, how to eat properly, how to. And I'm standing here looking at my medicine shelf, which old people have, of course, and a blood pressure measuring device. Because, you know, you need to just take care of this body. And medicines here are just minerals and vitamins and Chinese herbs, actually. Not some hacking chemicals, but... basically same as food. Complement to food. To gently push your body into balance when it is out of balance. Again, I'm so happy. I know both good. You know, I've been connected to both good Chinese and Indian doctors and medical knowledge. So, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. It's the art of life. And when you really learn it, then you start talking about Sanatana Dharma. And, you know, who am I actually? What is my eternal mission in life? What is my eternal life about? And and when you start getting to that platform, which also when you're approaching old age, it starts to get very real to you that, hey, I'm not this body, but I am actually eternal. I always exist and always existed. Again, Bhagavad Gita. It means that whatever is going on in this world now, for the remaining years, weather, you know, and feeling young until the end, or I'm gradually, really, whatever is happening, you know, falling, body falling to pieces, of course, but whatever is going on here, pleasure, pain, happiness, distress, health, disease, young, old, we exist beyond that. I mean, my life is bigger than that. Wow. I mean, it's... when you start realizing that this is how my life and this existence is, I am just now caught or visiting this specific world called Earth. Material world, which is strange and feels very alien to me, and always did, because of these things. People sometimes are not nice here, and sometimes hot, sometimes cold. It's like the world of duality is described there. And, I mean, we all want love. Sometimes there's hate instead. Why? What's going on here? And I know as a kid, you know, the girl who loved me suddenly hates me. What's... this is what... I guess we remember when we do look back. Teens, I mean, questions. What is this life about? When I was 21, 22, I felt for a while that, gosh, is there a meaning to life at all? except just trying to grab some pleasures. Or somehow or other. Well, I enjoyed this, I enjoyed that, and I'm kind of had enough of it. It's just chewing the chewed and repeating. So yeah, I mean, that's a life. But again, old age, so far, for this one, it's very interesting and actually can be very nice. Again, if you got the health there, so take care of your eating and your take good walks and in the forest and fresh air and, you know, all these things. And drink, like the Chinese do, drink hot water, not cold water. And it's good for you, and not all these stupid sugared drinks and foods. Made just to be sold and make money for the maker. I mean, we got to wisen up a bit, and not just, because we're living in a society that is now, I mean, I am at least, that has lost much of that common sense or wisdom. I mean, even I see it in my, remember my mother and father and those, that generation and back. I mean, even they, not that far back, had much more of that wisdom and common sense and doing things the proper way and save your money, don't take loans, I learned. Keep clean, be responsible, you know, these, I'm not saying people are not doing that today, but, and actually, the nice thing today is that we find these old wisdoms again coming up. And I mean, truth prevails. The illusions, they come and they go. And that's the nice thing with illusions, that, you know, you can build up an entire global human society based on our dharma, untruth, on something that doesn't work, such as colonialism. I mean, just the word sounds almost nice. We learned about this when I was a kid, you know, yeah, the colonies were helping them. We are friends. But exploitation, parasitic behavior, that's what it is. And that's what we as humans should learn to stay above, to rise above, wisen up. And why? Because then we will be happy, all of us. And if you think that you can be happy by making others unhappy, or engaging them as your servants to make you happy, then something is wrong there. Because, and again, this is what you find in these questions, that it's not me and the others, it's we. We're a big family with goddess and God as our mother and father. So, yeah, and that's where it lands for today. That both all these questions and tribulations that you're going through, we're going through in different phases of our lives, and the world we create from who we are inside, how our minds are, all depends on it and can get so much better and nice and happy all starting from within. And this is what this Sankirtan mission is about, to share that knowledge, not to build some new religion or kingdom or whatever. Okay, thank you, Hare Krishna.